Our next article is entitled Quakes, Fear, and Joy, written for us by Lisa Smith, who is the Alaska Synod Director for Evangelical Mission. I'd always skimmed over the earthquake in Matthew's resurrection story until I was in a big one. I live in Alaska. There hadn't been a big one in my part of the state since Good Friday of 1964, when a 9.2 shaker on the Richter scale destroyed homes, killed dozens, and forced the relocation of South Central Alaska coastal towns decimated by tidal waves. Scientists warned there would eventually be another big one. I was making breakfast for my children in 2018 when it hit. A 7.1 quake. I was downstairs with a 2-year-old when the shaking started. I knew I was supposed to shelter in place, stop moving, but my 5-year-old was somewhere upstairs alone, and he started screaming. I was filled with terror. Bookshelves flung their contents. Photos sailed off the mantel. The shaking was the hardest I've ever felt, and it just kept going on. I grabbed my toddler and tried to run upstairs, but the shaking made it difficult to even walk. A massive chandelier was swinging wildly above my head, and I saw the folly of climbing in the stairs while I was also holding a toddler. Glass shattered upstairs. My 5-year-old was still screaming. Was he hurt? Well, I was screaming. We're all afraid. After less than a minute of shaking, which felt like an hour, everything was still. I went upstairs and stopped short. A sea of broken glass filled the hall and the bathroom. A wall-mounted bathroom mirror had shattered and sent shards through the hall, nearly into my son's bedroom. My son, who I thought might have been in the bathroom, was safe on his bedroom floor. I felt a moment of joy amid the terror. Mary Magdalene and other Mary, who walked to the tomb, went there expecting to see death. They were already traumatized by the terror of seeing their beloved Jesus beaten and executed. Then the earth began to quake, and they were all afraid all over again. Instead of broken glass, they saw blinding light and an angel who shone with painful brightness. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "He has been raised." The women were still filled with terror, but something else crept in. Great joy. They ran to tell the disciples and met the risen Lord on the way. The Easter story is one of interwoven fear and joy. The same is true in our lives. We don't have to live on a fault line to feel the ground move beneath our feet. We have all felt the earthquake, so to speak, and it's in that phone call that begins with, "Please sit down." It's the doctor with bad news from the PET scan. It's the realization that you can't fix the relationship. It's the realization that you can't fix your child. It's another month when the money runs out before the month does. We've all lived through some kind of earth-quaking experience, and we've all felt fear. Yet sometimes it's precisely in the shaking that we get a glimpse of great joy. Someone you love is holding your hand. A member of your church brings a hot meal. A scripture verse brings a word of comfort. God's peace comes unexpectedly. Someone offers you forgiveness. Someone sits quietly beside you. The women at the tomb didn't suddenly drop their fears when they learned that Jesus was alive. The women ran to tell the good news while they were still full of fear and joy. The same may be true for us. They were afraid, but they went anyway. And they didn't go alone. They had each other. And as they went, they found Jesus. I can't think of worse metaphors for the life of a disciple. Right after the quake of 2018, my children and I were together on the floor of my older son's room when the first big aftershock came, a 5.7. Aftershocks always come after the big quake, and you just can't predict them. The aftershock was another big jolt, but this time it was different. We sat with our arms around each other and a few stuffed animals thrown in for good measure. We were afraid, but thankful to be together. "No storm can shake my inmost calm," read the words of the hymn, "My Life Flows On in Endless Song." This is not entirely true when I'm relying on a calm that I must manufacture. I just can't manufacture it, but God can. Our inner calm is God's own peace, given by the Spirit. What I know from Christ's death and resurrection is that God doesn't promise a life of steady ground. God promises God's presence in the shaking and the joy of God's loving embrace. God says to us what Jesus said to those fearful and joyful women at the tomb, "You will see me." It's a solid foundation on which to rest.